Thursday morning, it is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. This is the Duncan Barks Show. We're posing this question this morning. I guess it's kind of a bit of a, it's a moral question. Certainly it's a social question. If you're a parent or a grandparent or even a guardian, you'll have a view on this. And I'll give you details a little bit later on of how you can add your view to what we're talking about this morning. Would you let your child travel alone? I'm going to get someone on the air who inspired me to talk about this morning. Her name is Lenore. She's a journalist in the United States of America. She writes a column for the New York Sun. She's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning. Now, I think this is a fascinating story for so many reasons, because here you are, you're a journalist, you have a column in the New York Sun, and you write about an experience as a parent, as a mum, about letting your nine-year-old son, who's Izzy, that's correct, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
To let Izzy travel on the New York subway, because he'd always wanted to do it, correct?
Mm-hmm. And we always do ride the subway. This is just letting him go by himself once.
Yeah. He wanted to do it on his own. You let him do it, and then there's almost like a catalogue of, well, I don't know what, really, media appearances, and someone's branding you America's worst mum. I mean, it's a bizarre story. I mean, first of all, why did Izzy want to ride the subway on his own? Is this something he always wanted to do?
It is something he always wanted to do, and you have to understand that here in New York, we're on our subways and buses all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how I got here this morning. I mean, it's just a normal mode of transportation. If you were raising your kid on a farm, at some point he would want to ride a pony,
sure.
And that's what this was.
Okay, and he said to you, Mum, do you know what, one day I'd like to ride the subway on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think long and hard before coming to a decision?
We thought for a while, but it wasn't that hard because he knows how to read a map and he knows the city and he speaks English, which other
which
people
helps.
Do here.
Yep.
And we thought, why not? I mean, he really wanted to try getting home from someplace that he hadn't been before on his own using a map. It was sort of like a little scavenger hunt. And I talked it over with my husband and we thought, sure.
But you know what? It's part of growing up, isn't it? I remember when I was 9, 10 years of age, all of a sudden you find a little bit more independence. You want to take a bit more responsibility for your actions. And, you know, this is a natural thing for a 9-year-old to want to do, I would have thought.
It's not only a natural thing, it's a great thing. Like today, I'm on deadline and my husband is working and my son is checking out like a new after-school program.
Yeah.
So my husband's going to pick him up, quickly drop him off at the program, and then he's going to have to get home from there. And once again, it's going to be someplace that he doesn't know, but he understands that the subways go north and south and east and west, and he'll manage.
Okay. It's worth pointing out here that, you know, you let him do this. He had $20 in case of emergencies.
Right.
He had a subway map. He had a transit card. And off he went. I mean, it's also worth pointing out that the people who haven't been to New York recently, and I'm talking about, the last 10 to 15 years.
Think of it as a hellhole with, like, flames shooting out from some underground source where you're going to be descending if you go
into
the subway.
It's all changed. All changed. I mean, the subway's incredibly safe. I was in New York a couple of years ago, and since Bloomberg was there, it's totally cleared up.
It's almost pathetic. I mean, it's almost like living, you know, in some bucolic northeastern place, you know, where the sun always shines. You know, you sort of wish that there was a little more flavor. You don't really wish for more danger, but it is really safe. And in fact, my son, when he went in the subway, was confused which way is uptown, which way is downtown, and he had the audacity to ask a stranger, and the stranger, instead of chopping him into little pieces as he would if it were a great movie, instead said, "No, son, that's uptown," and he pointed him the right way, and he got on the right train.
And he got home okay.
He got home. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd be having the same interview with you with this chipper tone of voice.
Yeah. So why all the outrage? Because one of the comments I read, I mean, again, in the Times newspaper, was some people criticized you for this because you didn't give him a mobile phone. Shock, horror.
Right. Well, the thing is that I trust my son to find his way around and to take care of himself, but I don't really trust him to take care of his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's lost he lost an MP3 player once, and that was just a horrifying experience for us all. So I thought, A, there's public phones, and I gave him quarters, which is what they take here.
Sure.
He could always call that way. And I do believe he could talk to people. I mean, there's no reason to be checking in with me every second of the way saying, now I'm at 44th Street, now I'm at 23rd Street, now I'm getting off the train. And yet, you even hear grown-ups doing that. You hear them on the bus saying, I'm coming home now, I'm almost there. I mean, I do it, and it's really unnecessary. And you know, and in this case, he got home and I didn't have to worry about his phone.
So how did it get out into the public domain? Because obviously this is something that, you know, you're a mum and you let your boy do this, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, it appears in the New York Sun newspaper and all hell breaks loose.
Well, it appeared in the New York Sun newspaper because I write for the New York Sun newspaper, and it was a slow news day. And I'd actually talked about this with my editor a couple weeks earlier, saying, you know, I did something the other day and I was talking about it with my friends who have, you know, other moms who drop off their kids at school in the morning. thing. And I said, hey, you know what we did the other day? We let Izzy come home by himself. Isn't that cool? And they were like, what? You what? Are you crazy? Or that sounds fine in about 5 years. Or I would never do that. Or weren't you worried? And their reaction was so, I thought their reaction was strange, but obviously maybe what I had done was strange, which hadn't occurred to me at the time, you know. So then I thought, well, let me write about it because I'm interested in the fact that this does seem to be controversial when, if you think about, like you were talking about the way you were raised, 9 or 10, or I was raised a generation ago, not a long time ago in evolutionary terms, we all did this. I mean, I grew up in the suburbs, and I would take my bike to the pool or my bike to the library. I'd walk to a friend's house. I certainly walked to school every day.
Yeah.
And nowadays, here in America at least, I mean, the number of children walking to school has dropped to like 18%.
Yeah.
People are too scared in just one generation to let their kids out the door.
It's not just an America thing. It's the same in Great Britain as well. There's a big fear factor, which you know, I'm a parent. I can partly understand, but increasingly I just come around to this view that the more you overprotect your children, it's going to do them more harm than good in the long run. Listen, I want to find out why you think things have changed in the space of a generation, but let's just complete the story here. You wrote about this in the New York Sun, and I think you've got a call from a producer for the Today Show, which is a very popular show on the TV in the United States.
It's like the most watched show in the morning, and I thought, wow, that's really strange. And then that same night, I got a call from a radio show, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, this is weird. Okay, something big is happening. And then sure enough, you know, the next, I guess 2 days later, we were on the Today Show, and then we were on a whole plethora of other TV shows, and Izzy could hold his own and say, look, my mom was right, it wasn't hard, it was fun. And I held my own, and the more I held my own, the more people just piled on because either they agreed with me and everybody was, you know, just like you are, sort of stunned to look back and realize how much things have changed in a generation, or they loved me for the punching bag quality of like, what if your child had died?
Well, let's talk about
this. Which is their favorite question.
Is that really? I mean, you know, you've been branded America's worst mum, which actually is quite insulting. You know, but I mean,
it's a badge of honor.
What are the main criticisms that people are saying to you? Is it all a lot of what ifs? What are the main criticisms?
The main criticism is, first of all, why did you give him a phone or why did you follow him? And I'm like, I didn't follow him because if I thought it was so dangerous that I had to follow him, I would have thought it was too dangerous to let him do it.
Yeah, of course.
I really thought it was perfectly fine, like walking down the block, like playing basketball in the yard, like jumping rope. I really didn't think of it as sending him into a shark tank, right? And what was our other question? Why was I branded so badly?
Yeah, I mean, why has this captured people's imagination? Do you think because deep down they think that, you know, they would like to do it, but maybe are just too scared? Why do you think it is?
I think a lot of people, I mean, the people who branded me a hero, which there are plenty of them, are those who are thinking like, gee, I'd like to do that, but no one has ever said it's okay. Whenever I turn on the television and somebody's talking about letting their child out of their sight for a few minutes, it's like, he was right there and then he was gone. I mean, that is the script that always plays out on TV. So to hear he was right there, and then he took himself home on the subway, and then he was right there again in my arms, and we had supper together, that's a story they never hear, and they were so grateful to hear the alternative story, and the story that happens thousands and millions of times more than the other one, and yet the other one is the only one they hear. So they were really grateful for that, and they were grateful for somebody who seems vaguely sane, saying, I did it, you can too, and you're not a crazy, negligent parent to think that maybe your child can have a little more freedom than you have been giving him or her.
Well, pause for just a second, if I may. You're listening to City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's the Duncan Barks Show for a Thursday morning. We're here through until midday. Would you let your child travel alone? That's our question this morning. You can text us, 61025. Start your message with the word talk. Leave a space, add your comments. Emails come into Duncan at citytalk.fm. 0151 708 1059 is my number. I'm talking to a mum. She's America's worst mum, ladies and gentlemen. I found her. She's on the show. For letting her 9-year-old travel the New York subway alone. And guess what? He got home safely.
Right.
Despite all of this, everyone's criticizing her. I mean, you're getting emails about this from around the world because it's not just me you're talking to. You're talking to different TV shows, newspapers.
Oh, you know, about a week after it appeared here in New York, I got a call from the South China Morning Post.
Yeah.
And this morning I'm reading my emails, and they're coming from Brussels. And actually the one I read this morning really made a great point, which it speaks to what if something terrible had happened to him, which is that apparently there was some lightning over the past week in France, and some children died. Did you hear about this?
I've not heard this, no.
Oh, well, 6 children apparently died in France over the last week from lightning, and that's what it is. It's like, can you keep your child indoors every second just in case suddenly sometime there might be a rainstorm, and rainstorm might have lightning, and the lightning might hit them? No. And is anybody going to blame those parents? No. Well, you know, childhood abductions and murders are as rare as lightning. They are 40 times more rare than a child being killed in a car crash, and even that is rare. So you cannot live your life preparing for very rare events, because you couldn't do anything. You couldn't have them eat a grape because it might be tainted, and you couldn't have them go outside because there might be lightning, and you couldn't have them sit in a chair because they could fall out and bump their head in a weird way, and that could be the end of them. So there's really nothing you can do if you think of the most worst case scenario happening any given moment.
Why do you think, though, things have changed over the course of a generation? You know, I'll go back to the point I made at the beginning of our conversation. You know, I was allowed to roam the streets at a certain age. I was trusted to go off and walk to someone else's house, maybe half a mile away. You know, I'm still here. I wasn't abducted. There are hundreds of thousands of children who were trusted the same. But certainly over the last 15 years, it has changed. Why do you think parents have become more protective?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is, first of all, as we were talking about just a little earlier, there's certainly a lot more television around. There's the 24-hour news channels, and they do thrive on the worst possible stories, because what's going to keep you riveted? Not another story about, you know, a child who made some cute snake out of Play-Doh. You know, it's going to have to be something horrible. And then also there's a whole thriving industry to keep children safe. I mean, it's over in England that they invented the Thud Guard. Have you heard of the Thud Guard?
No, go on. I'm a bit shocked here. Here I am in England. I've not heard about this invention.
The Thud Guard is a helmet that you buy for your toddler when he or she starts to walk, lest they hit their head and suffer traumatic brain injury.
You see, I've not come across that. I've not heard about that
at all. Yeah, well, it's time to start. And then you start worrying. It's like, gee, my kid isn't wearing a Thud Guard, and there is that possibility. I actually interviewed the head of a huge children's hospital here the other day. He has 65,000 children a year.
Okay.
And I said, how many of them come in from traumatic head injuries from being a toddler? And he was like, none. Why are you asking? But of course, once the Thud Guard exists, then you start thinking maybe it isn't that safe. Even me, weeks after I had written this article, I was home in the suburbs of Chicago with my children, and my sister was visiting too, and we left the kids at the library for a little while to go get coffee, and I told my younger son, this rambunctious subway rider, you know, if you want, you get bored in the library, which is quite possible for him, go outside and play with your ball, and, you know, we'll be back in like an hour. And as we were leaving, this is a nice leafy suburb, okay? My sister said, you're going to let him go outside the library? And I'm like, it's the library. Everybody's going in and out. And she's like, So then I started worrying, and I couldn't even enjoy my coffee. I'm thinking, God, I left my kid in front of the library, whereas I rode my bike to that library back and forth. And so why was I suddenly worried? It's once the whole society thinks that it's their job to bring up this worst-case scenario, this implausible but slightly possible horrible tragedy that could happen, it's hard not to think about it. I mean, even for those of us trying to will ourselves into a little bit more bravery.
Okay, I've got a couple more questions, one of which is to do with freerangekids.com, which you set up. But let's talk about Izzy. I mean, what does he make of all of this? He's a 9-year-old who's, I would say, just like any other 9-year-old. He's got a mum who's prepared to let him grow up and try things. And he's been on all these chat shows and stuff.
First of all, he loves it. I mean, who's not going to like being followed around by a camera?
Yeah,
that's been
fair
very
point,
fun for him.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, there's some treats involved. Like if you go to a studio, they always have a little green room, and there's like muffins and free soda sometimes, which is even better. So yeah, he's enjoyed that. But he had to write a little essay for his class on something, and he wrote like, "I can't believe I was on TV just because I took a train."
Yes,
I mean, it is sort of stunning. It's stunning to me. Why would it be stunning to him?
And before we talk about the website, I mean, what's the worst? I mean, you're getting emails from parents or across the world. What's the worst email you've had? I mean, are there people out there who simply do not understand why you did this?
There are people who think that I must not love him, or that I have a spare child at home, which I do, you know. I mean, if I really have to, I could just go and love my 12-year-old instead of the 9-year-old. But there are people who think that I did this for publicity, whereas I write columns, you know, every week for 20-something years. I've written columns. This was just one of them. I didn't put him on the subway to become an international celebrity. And then there's the people who think I really wouldn't care, or I haven't thought about the fact that, you know, how I'd feel if he dies. You know, it's like, how would you feel? It's like, you know, that's not... Yeah. Hasn't how how I would feel if my child died, which is like a hard thing to talk about,
of course
is the same way anybody would feel.
Yeah.
And to think that I would feel otherwise or that I put him in harm's way with a cavalier attitude is just strange. But, of course, also people who aren't from New York really do still think of New York as, you know, this den of sin. And they don't know that it's just filled with gaps and Starbucks coffees like every place
else.
Well,
you see, I blame Hill Street Blues for that, so there you are. and that was a joke. Let's talk about the website, freerangekids.com. I was looking at this earlier. I mean, essentially, I mean, I think it's very clear why you've got this website up and running. But, I mean, it's really just saying to parents, do you know what? Let's go back a couple of years. Just let your children roam free. It's a healthy thing to do.
It is. It's actually the subtitle, which my husband came up with, was giving our kids the freedom we had.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that we all have to be outward bound and let's start climbing mountains with only, you know, a couple of chips and a bottle of water and see how we do battling the wolves. I'm saying let's let them walk to their friend's house without necessarily having to call the second they get there. My neighbor, my son is friends with our neighbor's son, okay?
Yeah.
And we live in buildings that are maybe 300 feet away, 500 feet away. And they're tall buildings. They're 37 stories tall, and they have doormen, okay?
Right.
But when her son came down to his lobby and then walked over to our lobby, you know, where like a doorman could see from one building to the next, he had to call when he got to our lobby, Mom, I'm here safe. And that's not considered bizarre anymore. Whereas to me, that's like she should be locked up. I mean, she's not going to hear this. She's not in Liverpool. She's crazy. Why did he have to call from one lobby to the next? We're not even on a street with cars.
Listen, I've enjoyed our conversation, and far being from I don't think you're remotely America's worst mum. I think you're someone who's actually challenging what's perceived to be normality, and I think in this day and age we need to challenge it, because I think we're going to have a generation of kids on either side of the Atlantic otherwise who are too scared literally to get out of bed in the morning. So I salute you. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Well, thank you. It sure was fun talking to Liverpool.